Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and very significant hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. And this hadith is about death, and one of the things that a person will encounter when he dies. As you know, the closer we get to death, the more the realities and truths of this world and of existence in general, the more they become disclosed to us. That's probably why, according to some hadith, it's been narrated that when he reaches 40 years of age, his intellect becomes perfected. At the time of death, the veils and the secrets which have been hidden from us, and which the curtains that were before our eyes, there gradually they become removed, and we begin to witness, reality, and we begin to understand the truths and the true nature of, the universe. And one of the things that occurs at this time is that we witness the person and the existence of the infallible beings, such as the prophets and the imams, alayhi wasalam. And this is something that has been corroborated in, the hadith, like the hadith that we're going to recite for you today. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, "Does a believer hate it when his soul is being taken?" He replied in the following way, "By Allah, no, when the angel of death comes to him to take his soul, he will be anguished. And the angel of death will say, 'O friend of Allah, do not worry, because by He who sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I am more compassionate and caring for you than a merciful father if he was to be with you. Open your eyes and see.'" He said, "And the Messenger of Allah, the Commander of the Faithful, the Lady Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, and the Imams after him will all appear, and it will be said to him, 'This is the Messenger of Allah and your friends,' and there will be nothing more beloved to this person than for his soul to leave and meet the caller." And, not only is this something that has been, affirmed in these, beautiful hadiths, it's also something that a lot of the believers have experienced. And it has been narrated countless times, by the believers who, at the state of death, in the time close to their death, a lot of them were able to witness, these holy persons and these personages who gave them words of comfort at their time of death. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he also said, "Whoever loves me will find me when they die as they loved me. And whoever hates me will see me when they die as they hated me." And it's also been, it's famous that he once said, "Oh, Haro Hamdan," who is one of his companions, "whoever dies will see me, both believer and hypocrite alike." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the visitation of the infallibles at the time of death for the believer in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد